Dr. Albrecht, I'm so pleased to see you here at the conference. Are you going to present your latest research on global warming and the Antarctic? I've read all your articles on the topic, and I've come here mainly to hear from you.
Hello, Elizabeth. Nice to see you too. You'll probably be disappointed, but today I'm going to speak about a new theory, one that my audience may not like very much.
Oh, really? What is it? We have only a few minutes before the coffee break is over and your speech begins. At least give me a clue.
Well, I've recently become fascinated with the question of not only the environment, but also now taking the topic a step further, the environment and society, the relationship between people and their actual neighbourhoods, what they see out of the window of their house, flat or hut, as the case may be.
But I don't quite see how this is different from the environment in general.
Well, as I've said, my new theory takes the topic one step further. I really believe that when a person's environment is greatly changed or destroyed, it can harm his physical or even his mental health. He begins to long for the old way that his environment used to look.
I see. And do you have a term for this feeling?
Yes, I've decided to call it solastalgia. The word is a combination of the Latin word solatium, which means comfort, and the Greek root algia, which means pain. The pain that people and even animals feel when the place where they're living is changing and they can't do anything about it.
Solastalgia. I hope this new word soon finds its way into dictionaries.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
So, as I understand your new theory, the important thing here is that something has changed and you can't get it back. You have no control over your environment and you really feel bad. To use your words, you feel the pain.
Exactly. I couldn't have explained it better.
Actually, I've had a similar feeling. They've just built a new shopping mall practically in my back garden. Now not only are all the trees gone, but I've also got a huge asphalt parking lot and nonstop traffic right outside my kitchen window. The mall is nice, of course, but what I can't stand is that there was absolutely nothing I or my neighbors could have done to stop it. It was built so quickly that we didn't even have time to complain. The developers didn't ask our opinion. There was no discussion about it.
Yes, that's it. Interestingly, artists and writers have been expressing just these feelings in their various forms of art for many years. For example, do you know the famous painting by Edvard Munch called The Scream?
You mean the one of a person standing on a bridge with a big, terrible scream? Several of us have a copy of it above our desks in the office to show how we feel about our jobs.
Yes, well, Munch painted it right after the Krakatoa volcano erupted in 1883. And the sky turned black and red. It was his reaction to the damage done to nature.
Well, I never knew that.
I believe even the graffiti you see on the streets everywhere today is done by people who are distressed about the negative feelings coming from their environment.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's much we can do about it. Oh, they're calling us to the conference room now. We'll have to go. But I'm looking forward to hearing more about your new theory. And we can continue with our discussion in the evening. You are staying at this hotel, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Here's the door after you.
The whole recording will now be repeated.
Dr. Albrecht, I'm so pleased to see you here at the conference. Are you going to present your latest research on global warming and the Antarctic? I've read all your articles on the topic, and I've come here mainly to hear from you.
Hello, Elizabeth. Nice to see you too. You'll probably be disappointed, but today I'm going to speak about a new theory, one that my audience may not like very much.
Oh, really? What is it? We have only a few minutes before the coffee break is over and your speech begins. At least give me a clue.
Well, I've recently become fascinated with the question of not only the environment, but also now taking the topic a step further, the environment and society, the relationship between people and their actual neighbourhoods, what they see out of the window of their house, flat or hut, as the case may be.
But I don't quite see how this is different from the environment in general.
Well, as I've said, my new theory takes the topic one step further. I really believe that when a person's environment is greatly changed or destroyed, it can harm his physical or even his mental health. He begins to long for the old way that his environment used to look.
I see. And do you have a term for this feeling?
Yes, I've decided to call it solastalgia. The word is a combination of the Latin word solatium, which means comfort, and the Greek root algia, which means pain. The pain that people and even animals feel when the place where they're living is changing and they can't do anything about it.
Solastalgia. I hope this new word soon finds its way into dictionaries.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
So, as I understand your new theory, the important thing here is that something has changed and you can't get it back. You have no control over your environment and you really feel bad. To use your words, you feel the pain.
Exactly. I couldn't have explained it better.
Actually, I've had a similar feeling. They've just built a new shopping mall practically in my back garden. Now not only are all the trees gone, but I've also got a huge asphalt parking lot and nonstop traffic right outside my kitchen window.
Uh-huh.
The mall is nice, of course, but what I can't stand is that there was absolutely nothing I or my neighbors could have done to stop it. It was built so quickly that we didn't even have time to complain. The developers didn't ask our opinion. There was no discussion about it.
Yes, yes, that's it. Interestingly, artists and writers have been expressing just these feelings in their various forms of art for many years. For example, do you know the famous painting by Edvard Munch called The Scream?
You mean the one of a person standing on a bridge with a big, terrible scream? Several of us have a copy of it above our desks in the office to show how we feel about our jobs.
Yes, well, Munch painted it right after the Krakatoa volcano erupted in 1883, and the sky turned black and red. It was his reaction to the damage done to nature.
Well, I never knew that.
I believe even the graffiti you see on the streets everywhere today is done by people who are distressed about the negative feelings coming from their environment.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's much we can do about it. Oh, they're calling us to the conference room now. We'll have to go. But I'm looking forward to hearing more about your new theory. And we can continue with our discussion in the evening. You are staying at this hotel, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Here's the door. After you.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 2.